The UN projects that by 2025, around 480 million people in Africa would face water scarcity or the potential for conflicts over water as supplies decrease and demands for water increase. Moyisun is Senior Water Development Officer in the African Regional Office of the Food and Agriculture Organization. He says African countries need to work together to deal with the phenomenon.
We know that the scenarios are not certain for the time being, but the impact, as has been forecast so far, will be beyond the means of individual countries to cope with. But if we start preparing for it now, we will certainly be able to alleviate part of the risks.
The experts, meeting under the auspices of the UN, say Africa is most vulnerable because of poor capacity to adapt to climate change, the harsh atmospheric conditions, and poverty. All of this make it difficult for people to cope with the impact of climate change. Kwejo Ajimambonsu, National Climate Change Coordinator in Ghana, stressed the importance of information sharing in the region.
So it is very important for us to learn from each other. Ghana, for example, has done a lot of the vulnerability assessments in almost all the sectors. So the national level activities are critical, but at the same time, sharing information within the region is very important. And the problem we have in Africa is actually information sharing.
The participants say changes in climate conditions are already affecting many African countries. For instance, they said Ghana is facing energy crisis because of a shortfall in rain, while in Ethiopia, flooding has displaced thousands of people. Amara Haidru from the Ethiopian National Meteorology Agency says prediction is key.
It needs the skill of predicting the climate. When we come to Ethiopia, Ethiopia is a mountainous area. Different microclimate systems are affecting the country. We can't predict the whole system at once. The temperature of the highland areas is not much affected. When you come to lowland areas, it was seriously affected. So knowing this and planning to that and working to that is the main thing that we have to concern about.
The three-day African regional meeting is one of several preparatory workshops in advance of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change Conference, scheduled for November in Kenya. FM Duvi for VOA News, Accra.